Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me on Live by Every Word here on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm. We have a live link at thetrumpet.com as well. Now, if you have been paying attention to the news lately, you have no doubt read and heard many stories that focus on how things are seemingly unfair in the United States. With these constant negative attitudes being broadcast daily and taught in many schools, it is no wonder that the U.S. finds itself deeply divided. So what is fair? Is God fair? Is it fair that the United States and Britain have been blessed over the last 200 years, more than any other nations on this earth? Well, let's see what God's plan is for the United States, for Britain, the tiny nation of Israel in the Middle East, which is Judah, and the whole world. If we don't understand God's plan, it's easy to fall for the lies that everything is just so unfair. We're going to look at some scriptures today, so if you have your Bible with you, please get it out and let's look at these together. Now, first, I think it's important that we notice that God is not a respecter of persons. God is not a respecter of persons. He doesn't play favorites. You can see this in Acts 10. Acts 10, verses 34 and 35. It says, "Then Peter opened his mouth and said, 'Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that fears him and works righteousness is accepted with him.'" That's a very important point to consider. God is a respecter of righteousness, obedience to the laws of God. God's church has members of many different races, in many different nations. God's not a respecter of persons. After all, he opened up his truth to all the Gentiles, as many as God was calling. I mean, Peter is the one that understood that, because God gave him that understanding, that his truth wasn't just for one group of people, it wasn't just for the Israelites or for the Jews in Judah, it was for the whole world. Now again, very few are called today, but still, that truth is open to all races, to all peoples. God is working out a specific plan on this earth, and it's for the benefit of all people. It couldn't be more fair. Matter of fact, nobody deserves the blessings that God has to give, but he gives them out of his love for mankind, his creation. God's plan has a lot to do with the physical nations of Israel, because there are tribes of Israel, so it's more than just one nation today. These nations include the United States, Britain, and the nation known as Israel today that's in the Middle East. That's the tribe of Judah. All the modern tribes of ancient Israel are very much an important part of God's plan, but especially the United States and Britain and how they've been blessed in these last 200 plus years. You can read about this in the United States and Britain in prophecy, and that gets into all the details on that from your Bible, and it's free and it's at thetrumpet.com. But again, today we're focusing on how fair God really is. He has a plan for Israel, but it's going to be a benefit to all nations. Let's understand just how fair and righteous God really is. Notice Jeremiah 50. Jeremiah 50. This is a time period that's just ahead of us now, the return of Jesus Christ to this earth. And here's what is going to occur. Jeremiah 50, verses 4 through 6. It says, "In those days and in that time, says the Eternal, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together." So, of course, notice different tribes here. "Going and weeping, they shall go and seek the Eternal their God. And they shall ask the way to Zion, with their faces thitherward, saying, 'Come and let us join ourselves to the Eternal in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten.'" See, Israel forgot their covenant with God that they made when they came out of Egypt, but they're not going to forget this one. Their attitudes are changed. Verse 6 says, my people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. When you look at the modern nations of Israel today, that's how God sums them up. Lost sheep. They don't know that they're Israel in most cases. That's why the understanding in the United States and Britain in prophecy is so pivotal. They have lost their identity and their relationship with the true God. And because of this, the modern nations of Israel are about to go into captivity again. There are many prophecies that point to this time right ahead of us. And if you look at Matthew 24, Christ gives an overview of the prophecies relating to the time period we are in and are going to experience very shortly. But here in Jeremiah 50, this is a prophecy of when Israel comes out of their final captivity. They've been corrected. They will be repentant and seeking to obey God. Notice Jeremiah 33 and verses 7 and 9. It says, and I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return, and will build them as at the first. And I will cleanse them from all their iniquity, whereby they have sinned against me. And I will pardon all their iniquities, whereby they have sinned, and whereby they have transgressed against me. Verse 9 says, and it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them. And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I procure unto it. So when Israel comes out of captivity, God's going to bless them even more than they've been blessed. Is that fair? Well, of course it's fair. First of all, it's God's blessings. He can give them as he chooses. But notice why he's doing it. We just read it there. It says, it will be a praise and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them, and they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity. Other nations are going to see how God's blessing Israel, and they're going to say, we want to follow that example. We want to obey God as well. And then God's going to pour out his blessings. God's a respecter of righteousness. And when Israel learns to follow God again, and better than they ever have before, and other nations of the earth then will see that example and say, wow, I want that same thing. And it will bless everyone. Unfortunately, the modern nations of Israel today are a bad example. And the blessings that we enjoy because of Abraham's obedience, those are being lost very rapidly. Christ's blood, though, will cleanse all Israel after the tribulation, so that in living a converted, truly Christian life, this nation will reach the apex of joy and gladness and material prosperity. Israel, which is primarily Britain and the United States in terms of blessings today, have been incredibly blessed during the last two centuries. But far more blessings are coming to these nations. You know, if we look back on the history, and we should, of how great Britain became, how great the United States has been, we should look at that in its heyday and say, wow, that's amazing. Look what God did. But it's going to be even better than that. You know, a recent slogan that's been popular is Make America Great Again. Well, it's going to be great again, but in a way that we can't even probably understand how many blessings God's going to pour out. But it's for the whole world so that they can see the blessings and they can follow the same pattern of behavior, obeying God's laws. We have a free booklet titled Great Again, and that's at thetrumpet.com as well, that gets into some of this prophecy. Now, during the millennium, God will bestow upon obedient Israel all of the great material blessings he promised to give their ancestors had they obeyed. You can read about those blessings in Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. And of course, we've had a lot of great blessings, but God wants to give even more. It's often been said you can't outgive God, and that's the truth. The British nations and the United States, the modern-day descendants of Ephraim and Manasseh, those tribes of Israel, became the wealthiest and most powerful nations on earth in this end time because of Abraham's obedience to God. Again, it has to do with obedience. Now, this status and power has faded from Britain and is now fading from the United States. We are having a temporary resurgence to some extent, but there's so much infighting and so many other nations waiting for and hoping for and working towards the destruction of the United States. I think we can all see that trouble is on the horizon. But the recent status among nations of Britain and America and how great they've been, that's only a small foretaste of even greater wealth and power in God's service to come once all of Israel is living in obedience to the government of God. We keep getting back to that same point, but that's the point. Obedience to the law and government of God brings those incredible blessings that we all want. And God's fair. He is going to use Israel as this model nation to teach all other nations how to live so he can bless them as well. Notice Ezekiel 36. Ezekiel 36, we'll look at verses 10 and 11. It says, "And I will multiply men upon you, all the house of Israel, even all of it, and the cities shall be inhabited, and the wastes shall be builded. And I will multiply upon you man and beast, and they shall increase and bring fruit. And I will settle you after your old estates, and will do better unto you than at your beginnings. And you shall know that I am the Eternal." See, again, even more blessings are coming upon the nations of Israel after Christ returns. But first, Israel will be punished so that they can learn to turn to God and to obey him and trust him. That's what we have to learn. And unfortunately, it takes a pretty serious calamity, the worst time of suffering ever, for society as a whole to stop what they're doing and go the right direction, to obey God. Now, we can do it today, personally. We can obey God today, and we should. And we'll be blessed for it. If we want blessings in our lives today, which who doesn't? We need to follow the same formula of faith in God and obedience to his ways. You can look at Abraham's example, the other great men of the Bible, men and women of the Bible. Hebrews 11 talks about the great faith and obedience that God's people have had over the years. This is an awesome picture here of how good things will be after Christ returns. This is a passage in Ezekiel 36. It's an awesome, awesome picture. This time period is pictured by the Feast of Tabernacles. When God's people keep the Feast of Tabernacles every year, it is picturing this wonderful millennial rule of Jesus Christ. So the nations of Israel will be richly blessed. Is that fair? Is it fair? Well, you notice a very anti-Israel sentiment in the world today, and I'm talking about against America, against Britain, against the nation that's known as Israel today in the Middle East, or Judah. Even within the nations, there's a real infighting between the Gentiles and those that are of Israelite descent. Just very bitter divisions, and it's all about this attitude of things being unfair. Well, Satan hates God's plan. He does not want Israel to be blessed. He doesn't want the world to be blessed. And he knows that Israel will set the right example in the world tomorrow. They will be blessed, and then all people will be blessed. And Satan doesn't want that. He has no part in it because of his rebellion. And his attitude is that it's not fair. And so the attitude that he broadcasts to this world is that, well, it's not fair. Have you heard that lately? If something doesn't go somebody's way in the news or, on a college campus, well, it's not fair. People just, they're not fair, and I'm being wronged. That's not the attitude that comes from God the Father and Jesus Christ. That comes from Satan the devil. So what are we to make of these great blessings? I mean, do we look at that and say, well, God prefers one race over another? Well, of course not. He created all the races. He loves all the races. Christ died for all the races and every nationality, every country, every tribe. But God is working out a plan to ultimately bless all races, all people. And we'll look at how these blessings will come right after this short break. You're listening to Live by Every Word here on Trump Radio 101.3 KPCG. We'll be right back.
One may blind his eyes to existing facts and trends and say the world cannot get any worse than it already is. Or, if we just ignore the conditions and don't worry, perhaps they'll go away. But these conditions and trends won't just go away. not unless they are caused to go away. The scriptures of the Holy Bible, the inspired revelation of the Supreme God, have foretold today's world conditions and trends, and give us the advanced news of coming peace on earth, of universal prosperity, of happiness and joy, of veritable utopia. This is the good news of the world tomorrow, and it is absolutely sure. This coming world is vividly described in our booklet, The Wonderful World Tomorrow, What It Will Be Like. Bible prophecy explains in detail how God will intervene to save mankind from destroying himself. Jesus Christ will return to earth, putting an end to the rule of man and restore God's government on earth. To learn much more about this prophesied utopia, please visit thetrumpet.com.
This is Live by Every Word.
Welcome back to Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. Thanks for joining me today here on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm. The great God will bless Israel immensely after the return of Christ. Great time that's ahead of us, pictured by the Feast of Tabernacles. And Israel will learn to obey God. And that's why the blessings come. But then the whole world is also going to learn to obey God. And the whole world will be blessed because of it. God wants to bless all people. Notice how God promised to multiply Abraham's seed. Look at his plan here, Genesis 13 and verse 16. God's making these amazing promises to Abraham. It says, "And I will make your seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered." Go outside and just look at wherever you are, if there's any dirt in that area. That's a lot. It's hard to, how would you even count it? Even a handful of it. I'd be there all day trying to count it and I wouldn't get it right. That's just a handful. God's talking about amazing, amazing blessings to Israel, an amazing population of Israelites. He's going to expand Abraham's seed. And in the millennium, Israel will expand all over the earth. We see this in Isaiah 27 and verse 6. It says, "He shall cause them that come of Jacob," and again, that's Israel, "to take root. Israel shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the world with fruit." They're going to blossom and bud. This is what God's going to do in the millennium. Blossoming, budding, production of fruit, all very, very, very positive things. Isaiah 54 verses 2 through 4. Let's look at this passage. It says, "Enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of your habitations. Spare not, lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes." Make your dwelling place large, in other words. Verse 3 says, "For you shall break forth on the right hand and on the left, and your seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited." Israel is going to inherit all the earth. Right? It says, "Your seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited." And what will happen to the world when Israel grows and expands and is blessed after Christ's return? What will that mean for the rest of the world? Well, a few other passages here. Genesis 28 and verse 14 says, "And your seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, to the south." And notice this, "And in you and in your seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed." Everybody's going to be blessed, physically and spiritually. And then notice Isaiah 61 and verse 9. It says, "And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them acknowledge them, and they are the seed which the Eternal has blessed." People will say, "Well, they're blessed. That's they're from Israel. They're blessed. We need to find out what they're doing. Why do they have so many blessings? How are they living?" And the Israelites are going to be more than happy and excited to teach them. And they're going to bring then those blessings from God will come into their lives, into everybody's life that obeys God. Also here in Isaiah 62, verses 1 and 2 and 7, it says, "For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burns." God's law, his truth, his way of life coming here out of Jerusalem. Verse 2 says, "And the Gentiles shall see your righteousness, and all kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Eternal shall name." Verse 7 says, "And give him no rest till he established, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth." People are going to be thrilled with the blessings that have come upon Israel, that God has brought upon the nations of Israel, the tribes of Israel, because those blessings are also blessings that they want in their lives and will be able to obtain. But they have to follow the same pattern, which is obey God, keep his laws. Obey God and keep his laws. And then those blessings come forth. And that's true today too. If we obey God and keep his laws, we are blessed. Now in the millennium, those blessings will be all over the earth. Abundance on top of abundance. We can have blessings today. And again, we're not talking about obeying God just to get something, to get some material wealth or something like that. The blessings come in so many forms. You know, a sound mind, freedom from the repercussions of sins, and yes, material blessings as well. But there is so much joy and hope and peace from living God's way. And we can have that even today. Isaiah 2, verses 1 and 3. Show us some more about this. Isaiah 2, verses 1 and 3. It says, 1 through 3. It says, "And the word that Isaiah the son of Amoz saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Eternal's house shall be established in the top of the mountains," will be the government, "and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it." See, this is a picture for all nations, not just Israel. All nations shall flow unto it, all people. And verse 3 says, "And many people shall go and say, Come you, let us go up to the mountain of the Eternal, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Eternal from Jerusalem." People aren't going to come to Jerusalem and say, "Hey, let's tell you, we're going to tell you how it should be." They're going to come with the attitude of saying, "We need to be taught how to make things work. We need to be taught the right direction. And God's law is that direction." God will use the tribes of Israel as an example to the Gentile nations. Israel will help them understand how to obey God and be blessed with the abundant life. And God is going to bless Israel. God is going to bless Israel so all nations of the earth can be blessed. That's what we have to keep in mind. It is so easy to look at something in the world and have an attitude of, "Well, that's not fair. How come they have that and I don't have that?" And anybody can do that. Anybody in that attitude could think that way, but that's not the attitude we need. Israel is going to be blessed so the whole world can be blessed. Israel was intended to be a blessing to the rest of the world, both materially and spiritually. And the Gentiles, too, will be blessed as they follow Israel's outstanding example of obedience to God. They will also be blessed spiritually by becoming Abraham's seed, spiritual Israelites, through Christ. And we can see this here in Galatians 3. Galatians 3, God's not, again, a respecter of persons. He's a respecter of righteousness. Galatians 3, verse 28 and 29. It says, "There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus." Now, obviously, as human beings, we have genders and we have races and things. But the point he's getting across here is, look, our ultimate destination is into the kingdom of God as a God being. Then we don't think about the human differences because we're not human anymore. Verse 29 says, "And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." So somebody could mistakenly say, "Well, I'm not Israelite descent, therefore I'm not part of this." No, everybody's part of it if they're willing to obey God. Because as it says, if you be Christ's, and that means obeying God, and having Christ live in you, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. God's promises are for everybody, but he has a plan that he's working out. God's ultimate goal is to bring all of mankind into the very family of God. The different races that we are physically, they're not going to matter anymore when we're born into God's kingdom. We'll be God beings. This life today, it's a training period to prepare mankind for the kingdom of God. And some are being called today. Of course, most will be called after Christ returns. But ultimately, as humans, we spend a few decades, right? In this human life, give or take. And then we have this eternity in the kingdom of God. That's what God is offering us. We don't want to get caught up in Satan's thinking. Satan the devil is the one who hates the plan of God. He hates Israel. He hates God's blessings. He is the one who thinks everything is unfair, and he's broadcasting those hateful attitudes to this world. You know, all you have to do is turn on your nightly news and you see it on display. Notice Ephesians 2 and verse 2. It talks about what Satan's doing. It says, "Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience." For those who don't want to see Israel blessed, and they think things are unfair, what they don't realize is that they're sabotaging their own blessings. They're sabotaging their own blessings. Now, God's plan is going to stand, but we don't want to have an attitude of not wanting God's plan fulfilled and thinking it's not fair. We better make sure we understand it. In the millennium, the 12 tribes of Israel will for the first time become God's model nation. They haven't done such a good job today, to say the least, but they will. And the leaders that all nations will want to follow. People are going to want to follow what Israel is doing because they're obeying God and being blessed. So let's keep God's master plan in mind and realize that obedience to God brings blessings into our lives today, no matter who we are, where we're from. And it's going to bring blessings into every Israelite and every other person, every other tribe, every other nationality in the millennium and beyond. God wants to bless everybody. God is more than fair, because all that any human has earned is death, because we've all sinned. God's giving everyone an opportunity in their season to repent, to grow, to be blessed, and to be born in his family, and he's doing it through a very specific plan. And Satan's the one that hates that plan. So let's make sure we don't have Satan's attitude when it comes to the awesome, awesome promises and blessings that come from obeying God's laws. Thanks for joining me today on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.